Florida officials want the Supreme Court to impose water withdrawal limits on Georgia. They say Georgia has taken too much water from the Apalachicola-Flint-Chattahoochee system, causing low flows, which jeopardize the fragile Apalachicola Bay and its oyster industry. Apalachicola Riverkeeper Executive Director Shannon Lease is hoping for a favorable outcome.
That the Supreme Court rules that the flow from the Chattahoochee and the Flint goes into the Apalachicola and sustains the fishery that's in the Apalachicola Bay.
Meanwhile, Georgia attorneys argue a water cap would hurt the city of Atlanta as well as the state's agriculture industry. The water fight has raged for more than two decades. The Associated Press reports the special master will make a recommendation to the Supreme Court, which has the final say. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.